Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wally Mills. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy DeShong. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jimmy DeShong. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Italo Cellini. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Italo Cellini. And now, play ball. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Cellini covering, for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Reynolds throws the ball into Lewis, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bonura scores. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. Two outs. J. Joe Q.L. is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Q.L. takes first base on ball 4. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Bluge reaches second base with a double. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to third. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hill reaches second base with a double. Bluge scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeShong can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Pete moves to third. Two outs. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Millies and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 0-for-1 in the game. Cellini strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, QL bunts towards the mound. Shalini fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0 for 1 in the game. Millies hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas bunts towards the mound. DeShong fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeShong. Rosenthal moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. Haas moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeShong fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground, the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bludge is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Jimmy DeShong. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid Cohen now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Italo Shalini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shalini is 0 for 2 in the game. Shalini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cohen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0-for-2 in the game. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Sid Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peete hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Hill reaches second base with a double. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cellini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cohen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Bluch, who tags Radcliffe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cohen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0 for 3 in the game. Millies hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bluch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.